The words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, I've been joking with people all week that in my sermon this morning, I was going to work in the phrase, "It's time!" with a look of shock and awe on my face, assuming that people, of course, will think I'm in labor. As I say those words, it's time! Yeah. So there we go. But then I got to thinking a little more about those words, it's time. Because after 9 months of waiting and adjusting and growing bigger and more uncomfortable, after 9 months of preparation, it is time. It is time. And there's nothing that's going to prevent it from happening one way or the other. Because when the event is finally and truly here, can't do much to stop it. My body's going to do its own thing on its own timetable. And somehow, some way, whether I feel like it or not, some level I'll be ready for it. But then I was looking at today's gospel lesson, and to be ready for what's about to happen to the disciples in our text just doesn't seem quite that easy to be that ready, does it? I mean, Jesus says to his disciples, "Follow me and I will make you fish for people." And then it says, immediately they left their nets and followed him. It just doesn't seem that easy, at least not to my modern way of thinking. Jesus says, it's time. It's time to follow me. And they do, leaving their professions as fishermen, their livelihoods to go and do, leaving everything behind. I don't know about you, but Jesus doesn't come often to me and just say, it's time. Jesus doesn't speak directly to me and compel me by his sheer force of personality, as he must have to the disciples, to drop everything and come and follow him. No, in my experience, and perhaps yours, we have to work a lot harder to discern Jesus' call of it's time to us here and now. We have to stop, listen, pray, be in conversation with our Christian brothers and sisters, read scripture, and ask for guidance from Jesus to hear that call of it's time. And even when we do discern the call of Jesus telling us it's time, we might not be that excited to follow it, honestly, because it might be frightening and scary, meaning we leave behind things that are known, might be way out of our comfort zone, might even be something others will ridicule us for, or just something simply we don't even want to consider doing at all. For example, maybe Jesus is telling you it's time to invite that someone to church who needs to be here to hear the good news. But really, extending that kind of invitation is not your style. Maybe Jesus is telling you it's time to consider a new career that is a lot more risky than what you're currently doing, but perhaps it would be a lot more fulfilling. Or maybe Jesus is telling you it's time to be involved in a small group this Lent, or maybe even leading one. But that is even too intimidating, way too outside your comfort zone. Perhaps Jesus is telling you it's time to share your faith story with someone who needs to hear how Jesus is active in and through real people. But again, you don't typically do that kind of thing. Or maybe Jesus is telling you it's time to start a new ministry right here at Bethel, but you've never done that kind of thing before. You don't even know the first thing about it, so it terrifies you. Or maybe Jesus is telling you it's time to delve further into Bible study and his word by joining a Bible study here at church. But honestly, you don't know the first thing about the Bible, so I don't know. Or maybe it's something else entirely. Maybe it's Jesus telling you it's time to change your lifestyle. It's time to change that habit. It's time to forgive that someone you swore you would never, ever consider forgiving. Have you asked yourself recently, what is Jesus telling me it's time to do today, tomorrow, perhaps even well into the future? Because make no mistake, Jesus is trying to tell you it's time. It just may not be clear to you right now, because it might take time to discern and figure out. It may take 9 months or longer of preparation to hear that call of it's time. Because I believe that when Jesus offered this invitation to come and follow me to his disciples in today's text, that God had preparing each of those people in different ways before this event ever happened to leave everything and follow Jesus. When they heard that call of, it's time, follow me, somehow, some way, those disciples were ready. I believe God had been working on them, and they were immediately able to follow Jesus. The call of, it's time, to them it made sense. It was the right time because God had been already preparing them for it. Jesus called 12 specific disciples. Not just random people, but 12 chosen specifically for the task at hand. You see, God chose other people to do other things with Jesus in his life and ministry. He chose other people to come and be healed and to return to their homes and then preach the good news to their friends and neighbors. Because not every one of us gets the same call from Jesus. It's tailored to each one of our own unique individual gifts and needs. We're all called to different tasks in the kingdom. Jesus is calling each of us and preparing each one of us in different ways for the task to respond to the call, it's time. An example of how this works on a larger church scale level is found this week, because this week is the week of prayer for Christian unity, because it's a week that the church, larger church, has decided that we focus on how we can be more united as Christians who express our Christianity in a myriad of ways through a myriad of denominations or non-denominational churches. We claim to be the one body of Christ as Christians, but we can appear so divided when we squabble and disagree. Our disunity can be a real stumbling block, especially for those looking at us from the outside. So a lot of communities this week, for the week of prayer for Christian unity, are having ecumenical worship services to highlight that we can come together as Christians. Our own denomination as Lutherans, our ELCA, which is Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, has really done remarkable things in the area of Christian unity. See, the ELCA alone is in full communion with six other Christian denominations. The six other denominations that we are in full communion and partnership with are the Episcopal Church, the Moravian Church, the Reformed Church in America, the Presbyterian Church USA, the United Methodist Church, and the United Church of Christ. Many of these denominations would never, ever be in full communion, much less partnership with one another. But through our denomination, the ELCA, they are related to one another and part of a larger unity of the body of Christ. You might say the ELCA is serving as a bridge between many denominations and really helping to increase our Christian unity. And I mention this because this is one of the things that God is saying to the ELCA, our denomination. It's time. It's time for us to be united. It's time that my people come together. It's time to stop all the squabbling and come together in one body through my son. And God has been preparing the ELCA many, many years in these forms of these relationships. All these relationships didn't happen overnight. But as God prepared the way for the ELCA to do this, God said at specific times, it's time. It's time to be in relationship with the Presbyterians. It's time to be in a relationship with the Methodists. It's time to be in relationship with the Episcopalians. Even some of these decisions caused dissension and strife within our own denomination. God's call of it's time was heeded. So, what has God been preparing you for? What is God preparing you for right now? Or is that time of preparation over? And is God just saying to you right now, in these moments today, it's time? Let us pray. Dear God, you call each of us to different ministries throughout our lifetime. You prepare and lead us in different ways and on different timetables. Help us to discern your work in our life. We ask you now in these moments to show us how you are working in and through us, how you are calling each one of us to new, exciting, perhaps scary and intimidating work to be done in your name. Prepare each of us to be ready so that when you come and tell us it's time, we are ready to follow you. And if the time is today that you call us to act, please give us courage and boldness to do so. We pray all of these things in your precious Son's name. Amen.